Show Millie Revealed, which premieres on Sunday, 4th January at 20 hours. Only on Zambezi Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3.
There's shows to be streamed, high scores to be beaten, and business meetings to be held. And Fibercom is the pulse of Zambian and African connectivity that makes it happen. Whether it's the perfect movie night and gaming with Fiber to Home, seamless connection at the office with Fiber to Business, wireless internet at unbeatable prices, corporate VPN that makes any place your office, or keeping your subscribers connected with a hotel lease line. We've got the best packages to meet your needs with lightning fast internet and data transfer speeds. Visit www.fibercom.co.zm or email us at sales@fibercom.co.zm. You can also contact us on +260 211 365 382 or +260 972 451 451. Fibercom, your absolute connection.
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. Feel the power. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
NCP invites Makhebi Zulu to be their presidential candidate. Government has disbursed 100 million as the initial allocation for bursaries under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund, CDF. In international news, youngest son of DR Congo's independence hero passes away in Kinshasa. And in sports, FAS announces 44-member ad hoc committee to draft strategic plan.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The new Congress Party, NCP, has officially invited lawyer Makhebi Zulu to be its presidential candidate for the upcoming August general election. During a press conference, NCP President Peter Chanda emphasized the need for a leader like Mr. Zulu, whom he said embodies principles of unity in diversity, unwavering justice and humble leadership. Chanda also urged the Patriotic Front and other aspiring presidential candidates to come together in a spirit of unity. Makhebi Zulu is yet to respond to the NCP's invitation at press. I beg your pardon, Makhebi is yet to respond to the NCP's invitation at press time.
I strongly believe that President Honorable Makhebi Zulu, who is now announced as the presidential candidate for New Congress Party come 2026, will go sit down with his colleague in the Patriotic Front and see how they can work together to ensure that we do justice to the Zambian people.
Meanwhile, newly adopted Tonse Alliance presidential candidate Brian Munduwele has described his selection as a very big opportunity burdened with obligations. Mr. Munduwele has therefore pledged to place the needs of ordinary Zambians at the center of his leadership once elected Republican president. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Munduwele emphasized that leadership must never be about personal ambition, but about service to the people. Mr. Munduwele, who has previously served in government and currently serving as Mporokoso Member of Parliament, said his political experience has reinforced the understanding that leadership must be grounded in accountability and empathy, particularly towards the most vulnerable in society.
As a politician, I know that I'm a mere delegate. This is about the Zambian people. The Zambian people are the ones that choose their leaders. I've been a leader at parliamentary level, a leader in government before, but it's all about the Zambian people. So the moment as a leader I understand it, that it's not about me and it's not for me, but for that farmer who for many months was not paid the money for having supplied maize. It's about the patients who are going without medicines in hospitals, in rural areas, who when they walk into these health facilities, they're only walking away with prescriptions.
In another development, the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has disbursed 100 million kwacha as the initial allocation for bursaries under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, reaffirming government's commitment to supporting access to education for vulnerable learners across the country. According to the ministry, the funds translate to 641,025 kwacha per constituency, which has already been deposited into respective constituency development fund accounts to support learners in secondary schools, colleges and tertiary institutions. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Principal Public Relations Officer Miseli Kanyanga said the funds will be used to clear both outstanding and current bursary commitments for learners already enrolled in learning institutions to ensure continuity of education and prevent disruptions caused by unpaid school fees. Ms. Kanyanga further disclosed that since the reintroduction of CDF bursary support from 2022 to 2025, a total of 131,640 secondary school learners have benefited from bursaries, while 198,559 beneficiaries have been supported under skills development programs. In the meantime, Ms. Kanyanga emphasized that to enhance accountability and safeguard public resources, the ministry, working with local authorities across the country, has put in place strict verification and control measures to ensure that bursary funds are only disbursed to eligible and duly enrolled learners.
To ensure that those that are currently in schools are catered for, these are the current balances, as well as to assist any other outstanding payments to ensure continuity for our learners. Since the introduction of the Constituency Development Fund, the enhanced CDF that is from 2022 to 2025, we have seen about 131,640 secondary school learners having benefited from bursaries. Also, to enhance accountability and safeguard public resources, the ministry, working with all the 116 local authorities, has put in place verification and control measures to ensure that bursary funds are dispersed only to eligible and duly enrolled learners.
Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sdumbeko Msokotwane has expressed confidence that Zambia will achieve adequate and reliable electricity supply within the next 1 to 2 years, citing far-reaching energy sector reforms and a strong pipeline of power generation projects. Speaking at the 2021 to 2025 Economic Performance Review and the 2026 Budget and the Economic Outlook under the theme Consolidating Economic and Social Gains Towards a Prosperous, Resilient and Equitable Zambia, Dr. Msokotwane said the country has drawn critical lessons from years of over-reliance on hydropower. He noted that 4 years ago, investment in the energy sector had largely stagnated despite long-standing warnings from experts about Zambia's heavy dependence on water for electricity generation. The minister explained that while hydropower remains cost-effective, climate-induced droughts have exposed the risks of relying on a single energy source. Unlike hydropower, he said alternative sources such as a fuel or coal-based generation come with added costs, including imports, transportation, and labor. Dr. Msokotwane said that the government responded to this lesson by implementing energy sector reforms aimed at diversifying power generation and attracting private investment. Although the full benefits are yet to be realized, he stressed that the groundwork has been firmly laid.
4 years ago, the investment into our energy sector had more or less stagnated. For years and years, experts told us that you are too much dependent on water for electricity. Can we do some changes so that electricity can also be generated from other sources? And we, the Zambians, resisted. Why are we worried? This electricity comes from water. God gave us water. Electricity from water is very cheap. And it is true. Electricity generated by water is the cheapest. But we have learned a big lesson. And out of that lesson, the energy reforms that have been made, even though today we have not yet reached the maximum, I can assure you that in the next year or two, come drought or no drought, we are going to have adequate electricity.
President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed that the mining sector remains the primary engine for job creation and economic growth in